I'm sitting in the lounge in Toronto and hopefully not expecting any problems flying out, although they're forecasting a snowstorm by tonight, but I'll be out by then and back to Budapest. I felt somewhat guilty taking these days off from being on the front with the devotees participating in the marathon, but I don't know how much longer I will have, well, my mother will have, for me to continue visiting her. And seeing that my cousin was offering this free ticket, then I took advantage of that. But I missed being there. I need to go to the gate quite soon, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to read tomorrow's message, which will be today's message, for you to the Sankirtan devotees. Tomorrow will be really the last full day of Sankirtan in Hungary, although in the UK and other places they have a full shopping day on the 24th. In Hungary, everything is just shut closed by 1 o'clock, and all the devotees either go home or they go to the temple. I'll be going out to Food for Life distribution that starts, and then from there I'll drive to New Vajradam, where we have a nice Christmas evening before Radhisham, chanting Hare Krishna, and all the Sankirtan devotees come back for that, and then they go visit their parents, usually the next day. Anyway, here's the message for tomorrow. It's called Make a Difference to Someone. I sent this story a few years ago, yet it remains relevant today. Sometimes, in the vast ocean of Kali Yuga, devotees think that their efforts are like the sparrow trying to empty the ocean. And while we need Garuda to help us to change the world, our efforts bear fruit every time we give someone a book. Indeed, we may not realize how Krishna will reciprocate with our effort. But first, the story. There was an old man who would walk the beach every morning, and as he did, he would throw back the starfish that the tide would cast onto the sand. One day, a young boy saw him doing this and asked what he was doing. The old man explained. The young boy then pointed to the thousands of stranded, dying starfish. There are so many such starfish on the beach. You will never be able to rescue them all. Do you think that what you're doing can possibly make a difference? The old man walked to a nearby starfish and cast it into the waves. He said that made a difference to him. When I first came to Hungary over 20 years ago, and this is an aside, now I'm making reference to Hungary as making a difference, but it applies to everywhere in the ISKCON world. When I first came to Hungary over 20 years ago, I did not expect any results. I preached from Prabhupada's books. It made a difference to some. Those to whom it made a difference started a temple, and I asked them to translate and distribute books. By doing so, others. And so now we have more devotees, centers, temples, farm, restaurants, Food for Life, and the college. And devotees in these projects are continuing to make a difference to others. The parampara continues thus. To an outsider, it may appear that ours is a hopeless task. But for me, and for you, Krishna consciousness has made a difference. Yes, we want to save the world, but if our effort saves only one soul, then making that difference to him is our perfection and makes everything worthwhile. Let us continue in this way, making a difference to one soul at a time. And if Garuda or Lord Chaitanya so desire, then our tiny effort may one day empty the ocean of nations and thus make a difference to everyone. So let's make a difference today. Hare Krishna.